For I say my people are living like the clouds. They never get out and see. Their vision is very insecure in themselves. They love me. They say they do. But they want their own way. They want their own directions. They want their own identification. They want their own callings. They want those that will, that they can project as being their people. It's the one they led them in to salvation. All these things, they're twisted in their minds at this time. And that twisting in the mind is so easily done. It's done by the practice of wrongdoing. It's done in the practice of not serving the Lord their God. And their minds get very incapable of doing and searching for me. They're out of my will. They're out of my direction. And I say there's going to be a great falling away. A falling away that's never been before since the beginning of time. Many are going to be deceived. And many have known the way. But sad, they've went into another direction. Their following has veered off to the way of men. And the following, that's why there is no comfort in talking to men nowadays, because they do not know what saith the Spirit. They're only surmising, they're only guessing, but they tell you that they know, but in their own hearts they do not know, because they failed to follow that leading that comes as my Spirit comes upon my people. My people must rejoice in me. My people must learn to walk in my Spirit, to know my Spirit, to receive from my Spirit, because I'm coming soon. And I say the enemy is working double time. He's working hard at those that have once known me. He's trying to deceive the very elect. Even yourselves are feeling this pull. But you know this word is true, for I'm forever real. I favor those who will seek me, for those who will call upon my name. I will favor them with a mighty blessing, and with blessings. For those who will sell out to me totally in this last hour, I shall provide for them. But yet, even as I provide for them, they're going to see hard times. They're going to see difficulties. They'll know in their heart. The only thing that's going to save them is the Spirit of their living God that they serve. And with that, my people will stand true, because they will have that tug in their heart as my Spirit leads them, as I guide them, and I direct them. But I say, it's not going to be long. It will all be over. My people don't have to go through this struggling very long, because I say, I'm coming through the clouds of glory. I'm coming for those that's looking for that marvelous day. I'm coming for those that are tired of the flesh. They're tired of sin. They're tired of seeing the things that men want, and they want the things that your Lord wants. They want to serve their Lord. They want to see their Lord. They want to call upon me this day. For those, I will help them, and I shall mold them, and I'll make them wise. And they'll walk in my Spirit, that they would no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh, but they would walk in obedience, walk in victory, walk in my counsel and my direction, and not be deceived. For I say, many shall approach these in this hour, and as they think that you're deceived, but I say, in reality, they are deceived, and they're just going through the motions. But my people, if you know, walk in my Spirit, you don't go through the motions. You go through my living hand that lies within my people, and I bring them up to a place that they're walking in and led by me, says the Spirit of God. Be not afraid. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap, you faint not, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be sober. Be vigilant, because the enemy is at hand. Remember, he's out there, but as long as you stay close to me, he cannot touch you. He cannot even come against you. The trouble is like was mentioned last night, when you get out of my care, you lose my protection. And I cannot touch you because I cannot deal with sin. So when my people get in sin, it ties my hands, says Spirit of God. I still love you, but my people need to realize that I cannot work where sin is. And I give my people power to overcome that, to make themselves perfect, that they can walk in my power and my deliverance and my counsel and my direction, and they can walk holy before the Lord God. And I shall rejoice in their hearts, and I shall bring victory, and I shall bring my promises, and you'll see my hands move mightily. But I say at this last hour, the weary are not going to be able to move. The fearful, even though they say they love me, they're not going to be able to move. Because these are going to be the handicaps that handicap my people. My people must come out of that being handicapped. They must walk as a whole person in the Spirit. And through that whole person, they will not be lamed. They will not be afraid. That walk in my calling. My sons, be not weary in well-doing. I say again, be not weary in well-doing, for I shall keep thee. Keep going forward like thou going, and having done all to stand, and I shall bless thee, for I loveth thee, my one, saith the Spirit of God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God.
Wow.